All right, and for the next fight, we have rank number 13, Sadiq Youssef, versus unranked Diego Lopez. These are two of your guys. You love to watch both of these guys compete. Sadiq has been doing well, but came up short in his first five-round main event versus Edson Barboza. Lopez's last two fights have both been around 90 seconds each. He got one KO, one sub. Lopez is a year younger than Sadiq, but has almost twice the number of fights. Lopez has 72% finish rate in 29 fights, 9 KOs, 2 subs. So yeah, there's a big gap in experience. I'll let you take it away since you know both these guys.
This is gonna be, I think, one-sided either way. Lopez could just grapple him. And I know Sadiq's got some good grappling and whatnot, but he got them things. That's the thing, he's got them things. And he has to just find a way to get from A to B to put it on Lopez. But Lopez, I think his momentum right now is really high.
The experience gap as well?
Experience gap.
Twice the number of fights.
Yeah, but sometimes it means something. Sometimes, but for some guys, it doesn't mean anything. Like, example, good example. Pereira. Shit number of fights in fucking MMA, but his experience in kickboxing and fighting in general just bridges that gap. So it doesn't always mean something. But in this fight, I don't think it's going to mean that much. I think it's going to be a good scrap.
Man, all I want to say is, fuck Edson Barboza. If he ever wants...
if
that scumbag ever wants to fight again, I'll kick his fucking chin off. So I'm going with Sadiq. Every couple of months I message him, fuck y'all.
Does he reply?
Like every now and then, yeah.
What does he reply? What does he say?
Nah, like publicly or comment on something, I'll be like, man, fuck your face.
Well, has he ever replied to any of your DMs?
Nah, he like put up like a little video and he's just like, it like smashed me up and I was just like, yo, want to run it back, pussy. Like,
that can happen though. That can happen.
Nah, he's been a featherweight for ages. Oh, but if you want to come back to lightweight, I'll fucking knock your teeth out, bro. I hate him.
Why do you hate him?
Because he beat the shit out of me, bro. Bro, I'm fair to fight some people because they looked at me funny. Like, that guy actually beat the shit out of me. Of course I'm upset about it.
Okay, official pick.
Sadiq! It's my guy.
Oh, since when?
Since fucking Nigeria, bro.
Yeah, I'm going Sadiq as well. But
does it go the distance?
Nah, this one's not going the distance. This one's not going the distance. It's not going the distance. But I'm going to go Sadiq. Put the things on him. All right, let's go. Next fight.
We have number 5 ranked Holly Holm versus Kayla Harrison. Kayla's UFC debut. Does she make the weight?
I couldn't give a flying fuck. Of course you have to make the weight. That's
no, but does she?
That's
she
a
not?
Stipulation of
I'm
the
just saying,
fight.
This, no, because you can still, you know.
I couldn't care less. Yeah, of course. All yeah, right. Of course. If you don't, Holly says she's not going to fight her. Holly's already said if she doesn't touch the weight, if she misses by 100 grams, Holly said fights off.
Really?
She said that.
100 grams?
No, she said she doesn't make the weight, Holly's not going to fight her.
Then Dana's going to be like, here's a bag of fucking Venom gear. Off you go.
Yeah, I said, fucking
you got
mad.
You got your Venom. You got your Venom kit already, Holly. All right, catch up. This fight looks very similar to Holly versus Ronda. Because we know that Kayla, you saw it the way she lost the title in PFL.
Nope. Yeah, ain't lying.
She's trying to get the takedown.
Yeah, ain't lying. Yeah, ain't lying.
I mean, judoka. Ronda was judoka. Ronda couldn't strike. Kayla can't strike. This is looking a bit like
deja vu. She can take me down.
You kept talking about scientists. Oh, the scientists at City Kickboxing. Izzy couldn't stop my takedowns.
Izzy could have stopped my takedowns.
Look.
Who said that?
Kayla. And that's fair. That's fair. She's a judo Olympian, gold medalist or whatever. I probably couldn't stop some of her takedowns.
Yeah, but like, come on, who's she for? Like,
but also...
Whoa! How does the fight play out?
Nah, I don't think she'll knock her out. I don't think Kayla's like a little bit more defensive than that, but I don't think she has... I don't think she has the skills to close the distance on Holly. I don't think she has the skills to push her against the fence and take her down. I think Holly Holm stays at distance, just picks her apart for 3 rounds. Holly Holm decision, take it to the bank. Kayla Harrison.
I don't know, but we'll see. She might take her down. She's really good at takedowns, you know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know she can take men down as well?
Yes. Okay, official pick.
Holly.
Agreement. Finally. All
right.
Hey, hey. We got beef. We got beef. I don't ask why. I don't ask why.
Who?
I don't ask why. We got beef. We got beef.
In the next fight, we have number 8 ranked Calvin Kattar versus Aljamain Sterling making his featherweight debut at age 34. Can Aljo backpack these guys at featherweight?
I hope so.
Not everyone, but I'm sure.
Why do you say you hope so?
I like him.
Yeah. Why? Why?
It's interesting. I like him. We're friends.
We're friends?
Yeah. We did UFC Sydney. We did like a couple of events together and stuff like that. And then I was like there and he was like, oh man, you tried my rum? And I was like, oh, I said, oh yeah, we staring at it or we drinking it? Then we're like smashed it. And then anyway, we're like sitting there doing the thing. And it was like me, Sterling, and John Anik like lined up. Yep. And then I heard some guy at the back just being like, O'Malley. It was like just after he lost. And then I looked back in the line. There was like some guy had like a clown hat, like a clown hair on. And I was like, I'll keep an eye on this motherfucker. And then he like came to the front and then just like walks up, like daps up John, like Sterling, like felt him up bad. And I just fucking walked. I just hit him in the nuts, smack. And I just like ripped the clown hat off and I just fired it over the room. And I said, now take your fucking picture. And he was like this. And I go, now fuck off. Then he like walks up and like, yeah, but Sterling was like, nah, sure, like I would have looked like a dick if I did it. If I did it, I would look bad. But I was like, nah, like if someone was trying to punk me out, like I'd want someone to say something.
What was your answer? Do you think he's able to grapple and control the guys at featherweight?
Yeah, how'd you make him backpack him? Probably. But again, I know he's good on the feet, but he never gets tired. That's one thing. And he can wrestle, he can do everything, but you can definitely get back.
All right, Aljo doesn't have the best striking. If he's not able to grapple and control these guys, how do you think he does on the feet in the featherweight division? Well, how would you grade his striking in general?
On pad, he looks good, but when it comes to like real fighting, sometimes it gets a little bit clunky because it's not his natural rhythm. But he tries. I think he still gets effective, but yeah. At the featherweight division, I think stick to what you know, work on stand-up, maybe use his reach. He's got a long reach. Learn how to use his jab really well. It can go far. He just has to find a way to get on his back or like just stick to him from the get-go. Pretend to strike, whatever. Throw some shots and then get inside ASAP and then drain Calvin.
Dan, how does fight play out?
Yeah, it's like one of two ways. I feel like Kattar has like really good footwork. He's like ability to stay off the cage where Sterling wants him is like very good.
So official pick,
Sterling decision.
I'm gonna go Calvin because I think he's very tenacious. And I like Sterling, but also now I'm looking at this and saying featherweight, he's going up in weight. Look, if he does well, kudos to him. But if I'm gonna put money on this fight, I'm gonna go Calvin Kattar.
All right, number 2 ranked Jiří Procházka versus number 5 ranked Alexander Rakic. These guys both like to stand and bang. How do the styles clash on the feet?
This is going
to
be explosive, chaotic. I think from the get-go, a little bit of, once someone gets hit, then it's going to get chaotic. But it's going to be a lot of feeling out at first because they know one shot from either of the men is going to be game over.
If it's just going to be a striking battle, I feel like Jiří carries a bit more power. I feel like they're both hittable. I feel like it could go either way, but I feel like Jiří just hits a little bit harder. I think this fight ends in a knockout. I don't think this goes to the judges. And if I'm going to side with the most powerful guy, it's going to be Jiří.
How did you guys feel Jiří did against Alex? Because Alex is the main event.
He was doing well. And then I think, did he take him down? And then Alex does what he does. He recovers well and then finds the shot.
I think that's just like styles make fights at the end of the day versus Alex. Like Jiří, like the way that he fights is that he like leans in and like appears like closer than he is. You try to attack him, he'll like slip either left or right and then like look for his counter punches. But obviously with that style, you have to lean in, which puts like the weight on your front leg. Alex like targets front leg like heavily over anyone. So it's like, I feel like stylistically, Yuri's just a bad style matchup for Alex. I feel like Alex just stylistically is a better, has the advantage over Jiří. I don't feel like Ratchet doesn't fight the same way that Alex fights. I don't think he'll be able to utilize that lead calf kick the way that Alex was utilizing it. So I feel like the advantage lies with Jiří.
But with this Jiří and Rekic matchup, official picks?
I'm going to go Jiří.
Jiří, knockout. Nah. That's our first agreement.
Another one.
Aye. Yeah. That's not another one. It's the first one.
You want to try and put the round?
Oh, now you're just taking the piss.
Second.
Second.
Let's give him what he wants.